Okay, right. Yeah, they're the radiused corner, likely aluminum cover with the, and some of them have a little skylight center section in them. We get rid of those all the time. Most people just take it out because the fans are so inefficient. Just put a fantastic vent in. We've done so many of those, it's incredible.
Okay. Yeah, and I love mine. I had two. I ended up taking one out to put an air conditioner in, and I sent you that one.
Right, and it's now in our 69 Ambassador.
Oh, I thought you were going to put it in your little
Mobile Glide.
Mobile
I
Glide.
was. And the Mobile Glide is still like in limbo, half constructed. But the 69 is three quarters constructed. So I said, you know what? Let's put it in that because I had another one that I got from when that local company that went belly up. I went to the auction and ended up with a bunch of stuff. And so we actually got two matching ones. Although the one I got from you has like a remote control thing, which I thought would be pretty cool, so we can actually lie in bed and adjust the speed of the fan.
Plus, you get many more speed adjustments with it. So,
I hope so.
yeah, you can just up and down a little bit. Okay, cool. Yeah, love the fantastic fan.
Yeah, I just get rid of those original vents. I mean, 50 years from now or 30 years from now, there's probably going to be all kinds of people lining up looking for those parts, and I'll probably regret throwing them all away, but it is what it is. Can't save everything.
We're currently sealing the shell seams and window frames, and I was wondering what the preferred method is for resealing the windows within the window frames. Should I just mask around the glass and apply sealant similar to sealing the shell seams? Wow. Say that five times fast.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing here the trailer's not disassembled and whatnot, so it's really the glass to the, or in the, well, what Steve Hinchin has told me is the piece of the window that swings out, he says that's called a front frame, and then the part that's attached to the trailer is called a back frame. That's their lingo, apparently. Anyway, I'm assuming here we're talking about sealing the front frame glass to the front frame itself. I know they've got sort of a U-shaped gasket that goes around, that the glass is actually set into, and then that gasket thing is set into the aluminum extrusion that's been formed to the window shape. I've been pushing Vintage Trailer Supply to make that for some years now, and apparently that is being done. So, depending on what your time frame is for doing this, you may want to speak to Vintage Trailer Supply and see what the ETA is on that. I do know that when it finally comes, you're going to have to literally disassemble the window or the front frame. And there are a few rivets that because basically it's made in a complete, it's a square with rounded corners, but there's a joint, right in the middle that's riveted together. So that's in order to contain the glass and the gasket and whatnot. So that obviously has to be disassembled. But I'm guessing I told them not to make it out of the I think it's vinyl or something, what the original ones are made out of. And what happens to them is they dry out and they split and they leak. Well, his new one, I think, is going to be made out of silicone or some other kind of wonderful stuff that's not going to do what the original one did.
Alrighty. Right, John and Gina, I hope that helps you out. And yes, thank you for responding. We're always looking for questions and comments. And if you're listening to the show and you want to know how to get us a question, you can send it to us at questions@thevap.com, or you can go to our website, thevap.com, and which is thevap.com. I say it so fast, I know, probably hard to hear. And you